about, it's kind of those verses, and that's where I was going this morning, and then I got hung up on a thing, and I couldn't go any further. So we'll do that another time. But that morning we had talked about the Philippians 4, 6, and 7 verse that you all know how it goes. Be anxious for nothing. In everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication is definite request. Name the request. That's one of the things we did last week. When we got into that time of prayer and y'all came forward and we just began to declare with definitive, she needs this, he needs this. Would you believe, please be gracious enough to do this. Would you, and as a miracle, do this for them? And it's exactly what he did. All week long, he has been doing these things. He's been showing himself strong, answering prayers. Outright answers to prayers. Unbelievable stuff. But to be anxious for nothing, that day we talked about how I think it's unique how he says, be anxious for nothing. Like, these are those no choice verses. There's just some verses in the Bible that are not, it's not like he's saying, if you feel like doing this today, do this. There are some things in the Word that he says, you do these things. Oh, man, it was like coming to church this morning. I told Vicki, I said, it's so fun how you put things together as he settles on you and he broods over you. The whole idea of being thankful, which is where we're going today. And then I was just on the way to church this morning, I just thought of the 23rd Psalm. And, how he says, he will lead us. We talked last week about the path. Remember that thing, the pointing of the finger down that path. And that's what God says, if you'll do that, if you'll go where I say go, if you'll walk the path I say to walk, all these things are going to come in. That's seeking first the kingdom. Then all these other things will come along. But seek first that. Go down the path I direct you on. And that's like 23rd Psalm. It's like he leads me beside, the paths right in the still waters. All those things for my healing and my needs, that's where he leads me. That's his path, if I'm willing to follow his path. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. That's hard to do in the natural. But we're not to be living in the natural. We're supernatural beings, born again by the Spirit of God. The natural life is not what should be foremost in our life. Be anxious for nothing. I love the verse that Jesus said, which of you, by worrying, could add one cubit or one stature to your life? Who of you by worrying can add anything to your life? Which is the whole passage of seeking first the kingdom. But it's a unique statement after you see when Paul says, don't be anxious, don't worry for anything, nothing. That doesn't leave an opening for some things. That's nothing. Trust me, don't worry about it. I know it's not easy, but in the supernatural, it becomes easy. In everything. It's fun. It's fun. It goes from nothing to everything. That's not some things, that's everything. So be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, pray and bring definite requests before him. And then the key to it is with thanksgiving. There are many words. Thanks, thankful, thankfulness. Oh, man, what are they all? Thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, that's the one we're talking about now. But they all are coming out of that base word, charis, which is grace. Do you ever think about why the older people would say, you sit down at the table and you give grace? Or they say, somebody want to say grace? Where's that? What is that? That's charis. It's thanks. It's thankfulness. When Jesus at the Last Supper said he took the cup and he gave thanks with gracious heart, with a gratitude, he gave thanks unto his Father. Same word structure. There are different uses of the word, but it's the same word structure. The base is there. It's out of grace and graciousness and gratefulness. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Eucharistia. Does that ring a bell? Eucharist. Should ring a bell. An act of thanksgiving before him for what he's done. Thankfulness. One of the neat things about thankfulness, and we talked about this before, is just reiterating where we're at. When he says to give thanks, when are we giving thanks? While we're praying. The word with there in that verse, with means to accompany, accompaniment. So he says, when you're praying, accompany it with thanksgiving. Now we're already giving thanks for something that we're praying for. Yeah. And it's done before it ever happens. So there's a prophetic nature to praying with thanksgiving. It's called faith. That's faith. You pray with the expectation that he's going to do what he says he does. You know he heals. We pray for healing with thanksgiving. But I think that's a part that, I don't know, I can't say it for sure, but I think it's a part that we miss. The church maybe misses. We pray for things and never accompany it with thanksgiving. Offering, it's a giving of thanks. And it's done while we're praying for what we're praying for. So it builds faith. You don't think he steps in at that moment when he senses faith being pulled on him? You don't think he turns around at who touched my robe? Absolutely he does. When he senses faith being a virtue being pulled from him, he turns and he looks and he's watching, he's looking. He's ready. He's ready. Grace itself, I love this definition, a divine influence on the heart of man. Ever flowing benevolence from on high. Grace is sufficient for everything. So out of that word, that's the root, out of that word, charis is, it's that root of all the thanks words, all the thanksgiving, thankfulness, thanks, you know, all those words, it's the root of it. And it is that place of gratitude, to live with gratitude in your heart before him. Where are we at? In verse 7 is where I got caught up last night. And then this morning, he ran my direction a different way. Because the couple words that are here intrigued me, and it caught me up, and I couldn't move off of it. And that's where we're going from there. The word we just talked about, Eucharistia, is gratitude. This is the part of the definition that got me. It says, actually, a grateful language to God as an act of worship. That caught me. I couldn't get away from that. Kept going back and seeing other scriptures, running other scriptures. Because my thanksgiving, accompanying my prayers, my requests, is actually a grateful language to God as an act of worship. The giving of thanks. I couldn't leave it. I hadn't left it. I can't get away from it. That's why we're doing what we're doing this morning. We're going to have the word now. And then we're going to go into seeing what it feels like. Because I have it written down many times in this thing. What does that look like? What's that sound like? And what would it produce in believers if they recognized what thanksgiving will do? If we can recognize that thanksgiving is actually a grateful language to God as an act of worship before Him? What's that look like? What's that sound like? It's going to be as multifaceted as there is people in this room. Because it's going to be on the level of your faith. How far can you go trusting Him? How far can we do that? How far will we go? Ephesians 5, 18, 20. If you want to jump there quick, we can. Ephesians 5, 18 through 20. Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. This is kind of another one of those verses that's kind of like not a request. It's kind of like this is something you need to do if you want your path straight. Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It sounds a lot like a grateful language to God as an act of worship. Singing, psalms, hymns. I love that part, the next part, singing and making melody in your heart. That's a personal thing. What's that sound like? What's that look like? And what will that produce in people who believe? What's that look like? What will it produce when we willingly go before Him with true thanksgiving, with a language to Him? Oh my gosh, a grateful language. Colossians 3:16. I wrote down there to read 15 first, so let me get there and see what that says. Okay. And let the peace of God, he's talking about putting on the new man. This is you, believers, a new creation, and how it's to look. There's a clothing that you put on. His righteousness. So he says, above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. This is all done in love because he's love. If we don't do it in him, and by him, it doesn't work. Okay? It's in love. And he says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And he just throws in an extra thing there. And be thankful. In all you're putting on, all the righteousness he's clothed you with, be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The word grace there is charis, thankfulness, gratitude. With gracious thanksgiving before Him, come to Him with hymns, songs, and spiritual songs. Those are the inner things coming out of the heart, coming out of your place, your free will, the base of your authority, the free will area that Jesus said, not my will, yours. That's the nature of what He's calling us to, that we, with our heart, our base of authority, our will, we give to Him. And here's another one of those kind of like you need to do this verse. And whatever you do, whatever. I love those words. Nothing, everything. They don't give you any place in between. Whatever you do, whatever you do in your life, in your work, in your play, at the store, in your car, at home. Whatever you do, do it in word or deed. Whatever comes out of your mouth, let it be full of before Him. Whatever you do in deed, do it before Him, because He's watching. He's watching who we are. He's watching our faith level. He's watching how we grow in Him. And He nurtures us along the way. But he says, whatever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And what? Giving thanks to God the Father through Christ. It's a revolving theme that doesn't change in Scripture. You can go to the Old Covenant. You can look through it. You'll find it all through the Psalms and Proverbs. Every time he wants to bring you into a place of presence, it's always with thanksgiving. Thanks is always there. How do we enter into his presence? With thanksgiving. We enter into his courts with praise. What follows that? The holy place. Worship. So he's leading us in. He's telling us over and over and over, you want to walk with me and live with me and my presence in your life? There's a way to do it. Come with thanksgiving. It'll open the gate. It'll open the gate. Man. Grateful expression of gratitude towards the gracious language of God as an act of worship. Again, what does that look like? What's that sound like? And what would it do? What would it produce in the lives of believers? You see, to give is to present, to hand, to grant, impart, or cause something. It's a something we do, thanksgiving. We, with our gracious and gratitude and full hearts, we give back to him, telling him, it's all about you. It's all about you, Father. It's all about you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing us to be a part of this thing you do. And we're gracious. We're full of gratitude. Colossians 4:2, and that's the last one we're going to look at, says, continue earnestly in prayer. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant. Being very aware of what you're praying about. Defining your prayers. Being aware of what you're saying before him. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it, in thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. With accompaniment. You know, a voice is incredible when it's a good voice, singing voice. Now, making a joyful noise, that's fine, because God wants us to do that. We don't know what that may sound like out of some of our voices. But it's not a matter of what it sounds like. It's the idea that the act of. It's the act of. But man, when accompaniment comes in, when harmony comes in, oh my gosh, it can raise us. It elevates. Music elevates us, doesn't it, you? It elevates me. It doesn't even have to be what you'd consider a holy song. There are things that people have written and penned that lift my spirit. When I hear it, I just worship. I can worship before him, and it's not even a spiritual song. Because somebody heard something from heaven and did it. The grateful language to God as an act of worship. What's that look like? What's that sound like? And what will the effect be out of the prayers of the believers? I'm going to end this part, and then we're going to ask the team to come up and lead us into a place of, with a grateful voice before him, of thanksgiving. And we're going to let Holy Spirit tell us what it sounds like, what it looks like for each one of us, and what it's going to produce in us. Last statement, I read a little storyline or something, and I just thought it's good. This life we live is, the enemy will sow seeds into our lives, discouragement, depression, discontentment, disillusion, anxiousness, doubt, and doubtfulness, etc. And they can land almost anywhere and they can take root. But the place they almost never take root and cannot thrive is in the heart of a grateful man or woman. Are you grateful this morning for who He is, what He's doing, and what He's done? He's not through with the miracles, I assure you. This is the time. There's something on right now. He is brooding on this. We've seen miracles this week. We asked for them last week, and we've seen them. We've seen healing come. We've seen encouragement come into the hearts of people and their minds. We're seeing it right now. I'm grateful. Man, am I grateful. I just want us to now just go into that place and let Holy Spirit take us where He wants to take us, and to find that place where our thanksgiving becomes a voice of gratefulness before Him. Go ahead, Matt.